Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I want you guys to have a fantastic weekend, and here's why. This might be the last normal weekend that we have for quite some time. I mean, we've got this solar eclipse on Monday, this very rare solar eclipse. Who knows what the fallout from that will be? Plus, that will be combined with several earthquakes. We've already seen a few already. And why not sprinkle in this infestation of locusts?
What?
Okay, that would be Madge's for by way of, you know, taste and such. That would be Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He was. Her boyfriend.
He was? He is her boyfriend.
Oh, is he still?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. So,
He was my boyfriend!
He got in a gander at this guy? Mm-hmm. Someone online said he looks like he got stung in the face by a murder hornet and his EpiPen is back with the wife and kids he abandoned.
Oh, dear. All right.
He is not attractive.
No.
Yes, and he went on to talk about how
looks?
He went on to talk about
it gets
how
better.
Ugly liberal women are.
Oh,
so
I see.
Fair game. See, get all judgy at first, didn't you? Go ahead. What's his name?
Liberal women tend
Brian
to be some
Glenn.
Of the ugliest women I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I'm serious.
Okay.
I mean, zero makeup.
Well,
they take
men.
No pride in. Well, they want to be men. They take no pride in their dress, their attire, their makeup, their haircut. Half of them look like men. Hairy armpits, hairy legs.
What?
Come on. That is not embracing what it means to be a woman.
Your girlfriend looks like Barney Rubble in a sleeveless dress.
Exactly.
Kidding me?
Barney Rubble did wear sleeveless dresses.
He did.
Clam rakes for feet. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Chris. That did not bring, you know what? That did not bring out my higher self.
It did not. No.
How many gorgeous liberal women do we know? A lot.
All of them?
All of them. He's stating Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which is why that's funny. Okay.
She's not the most attractive
something,
lady.
Something, eclipses, earthquakes, the rapture, something, you know, we must repent. Dogs and cats living together, I assume. Alligators walking on their hind feet in bowler hats, eating baby children.
Chewing up baby children.
Yeah, chewing them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, the last eclipse we had was in 2017.
Right.
The world didn't end.
No.
Didn't. So yeah. Why is
everybody freaking out?
Yeah.
Don't know.
There's always the hope Trump will stare directly into it again.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, and then you know what? Then he's going to have to get a dog, and he hates dogs, and dogs hate him.
We
he's
know
gonna
that.
He's going to stare into the eclipse. He's going to go blind. He's going to need a dog. And then that's going to be the end of that.
Why didn't he go blind the first time?
Wouldn't that be funny? Because you won't know. You could give him one of Biden's. You could give him.
Major?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major would kill him.
Because he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He knows crooked Secret Service agents.
They know.
And deleted their texts.
Yep. Good boy. He's a good boy.
It's not a good boy.
Good boy.
When a dog bites anybody.
Not if they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Not if they sense evil.
Trust
look
me.
Look at my Evil American shirt for Mar-a-Lago this weekend.
Your hair's
did you see? Did Melania not look like she was in a hostage video? Oh my God. She hates him like
so
11
much.
Billion more times than we do.
So we can see it. There we go.
Oh, did you mean my long luster extensions? Oh, the lady that was picking through my ratty weave in San Francisco for San Francisco Sexy Liberal tweeted that she hopes my weave's all. And I said, it's all. I get new weave in place, ready to roll. Minneapolis. Going to Minneapolis this weekend. My weave is ready.
Okay.
Posted pictures of it.
Chiffon is wet.
Yeah. She literally was like a rhesus monkey picking through my hair. And she was like, oh, can't Frangela help you with this? What? They were the little temporary snap-in extensions. And she was trying to fix me.
Have you ever just tried growing your hair?
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
Why can't you grow your hair?
Don't be ridiculous.
This is mine.
I know. Oh, me. I try to grow it. I'm taking Nutrafol and stuff. But I need sexy liberal tour hair.
You know that the weaves don't help with growing
your
hair.
Could you take your organ? I choose to believe they do. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Please take your... Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene has doubled down on her claim that the New Jersey earthquake... I think it might have been a van... Because it was right near the golf club.
Yeah, it was near Bedminster.
I have the documents!
There was an aftershock that was centered right at...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a van with the documents. You know it was. We're this close to my Carrie movie ending. Her bony hands are about to come up. I think she's going to have the classified documents when they come out of the dirt and grab his ankles or whatever.
Well, the documents are in there and she isn't.
Exactly.
Well, listen, don't bother me with details. She got cremated. Whatever. Bony hands are going to come up. That's how this horror film ends.
Sissy Spacek through the... Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of think probably it's the guy that just said, compared himself to Jesus. Maybe that's why God sent an earthquake to his stupid golf club where...
And Mandela.
Wife is buried after her unfortunate accident.
Moida?
So clumsy. Oh, did you want to say it?
Was it Moida?
I wonder if it was.
Moida?
Not like that.
And when they met, it was murder.
Yes. It's your job to say it like Max.
Like Max. From heart to heart. Yes.
We're old.
And you have to say it like murder.
Murder?
There you go. Better.
Oh, okay. Moida. It's Moida, I tell you.
Isn't this like a play we're still rehearsing? It's like we're not really on air, are we? Are we?
Yeah. This is the out of the gate. Yeah, it's free, so this is what you get.
Yeah. It's me just
good luck.
Just vomiting on everything. That, yes, okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene doubled down on her claim that the earthquake was a sign from God to repent. The epicenter was in Jersey, just a few miles from the end. As you said, the aftershock was, directly. It rattled Ivana's bony hands holding the classified documents. She said, she tweeted, God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses, many things more to come. Presumably the alligators in bowler hats.
Standing up on their hind legs, chewing up baby children.
Yeah. I pray that the country listens. Oh, she got a community note.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from Twitter.
Monday's eclipse was predicted hundreds of years ago. Yeah. It will not have been caused by contemporary actions.
Right.
No. And so she said, many have mocked and scoffed at this post and even put community notes. Jesus talked about it in Luke 12, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just also compare yourself to Jesus? Because, okay. All right.
World didn't end in 2017.
No.
I remember going outside the office, taking pictures of the shadows on the ground.
I've lived so many eclipses in my life.
Yeah. World hasn't ended.
Nope.
I'm just saying, he's going to look right at it again. Someone's got to tell him not to right away, because he'll just do it the minute you...
No,
there is a gag order on you staring at the eclipse. And then they'd be like, uh-oh, here's your dog. It's definitely not Commander. Good luck. Doesn't this feel like the last segment Friday rather than the first one Monday?
Yes.
And the Sexy Liberal Tour is just starting this weekend, and I'm already... punchy.
How is it that we're opening the week like this?
I am loopy because it's going to be a long tour. Okay. Minneapolis.
You're going to enjoy it.
I am going to enjoy it. You're up first, Minneapolis. Let's go. Let's do this. Saturday night, sexyliberal.com. Very exciting. Very exciting. And then Philly, you're up next. Okay. And we're still working on all sorts of fabulous surprises. Yep. Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter joins us for the debut.
Yes. Can't wait.
The debut of the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
The debut.
In
the butt, Bob. What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? In the butt, Bob.
Made whoopee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In the butt,
we
Bob.
We are really old.
We are.
Our reference is going to get any older because are we, what, mid-70s game shows now?
Mm. Well, I mean.
He used to live down the street from me.
Bob Eubanks did? What was he like as a neighbor?
Lovely.
Okay.
Did he make you guess what was in your mailbox? Or did he
all the time.
Okay.
He had the note cards, and he just knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So what? Where are we? Oh, we have Dean Obadala, our legal lad.
Yep.
Coming up. Lots to talk about on the legal front. Yeah, just so shocking that something sketchy is going on as it regards Donald Trump.
That's shocking.
Oh, by the way, so he said they made $50 million. So we're just going to... take the guy's word that is
well, on they'll trial have to report
for
it.
Inflating his assets.
Yeah, I'm going to wait to see how much
they have to report
is reported.
It.
Should the media maybe take a beat when the person talking has been caught lying almost every single thing he says to just I think you need to report Trump says.
Right.
Cuz it's weird that it just happens to be double what Biden made with the three presidents. It's like the guy that tripled the size of his apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be crazy that he would in some way inflate. Although Noel Castler wrote a piece about the number of, tax cheats and child predators and stuff that were gathered there.
Yep.
Kind of a big convention of ick. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe. Because that's all they care about, themselves and tax breaks. So who knows?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, all right, so we have a lot to talk to Dean about. We are at an inflection point on Gaza. You know, Jose Andres spoke out this weekend, and
that was
I agree with him.
I
agree with him that there's got to be an independent investigation.
Absolutely.
I don't think IDF
I agree.
Can investigate themselves. He called out what he believes is a Russian investigation. He said Israel's military admitted to a number of failures, fired two senior officers, which is, what Malcolm Nance said should happen. I mean, at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I would say a perpetrator cannot be investigating himself, and I would say we need more information. We need to see better quality videos. He said the one thing I thought, too. He said, my humanity tells me, obviously, I don't want to believe that World Central Kitchen was targeted, and probably this was not the case. I mean, I think just on a PR level, I don't think Israel meant to do this because I think they know what a disaster.
It was three different attacks, though.
But it, so it was at night, and they're saying something with the drone camera couldn't identify the. But there obviously was miscommunication because they had been in communication with where they were moving and when.
Exactly.
And so I don't know how the communication failed, but they were saying that the something in the camera at night, the drone camera couldn't see the top of the cars.
I'm not buying.
What I know is that Bibi Netanyahu has been a vindictive bastard in the past.
Yeah,
and Jose Andreas has criticized Bibi Netanyahu in the past.
Yeah, well, and
there's three attacks
and justifiably.
Yeah,
right. Well. Sorry, Chris. You said something. That was triggering something. I needed to say what.
I don't know.
Bibi Netanyahu and Jose Andreas.
Right.
That's not helping.
Jose Andreas has criticized Bibi Netanyahu in the past, and Bibi Netanyahu has been a vindictive bastard.
That was it. Is it someone said it? At this point, I think the consensus is pretty clear that it's not an eye for an eye. It's like it's 34,000 eyes for 1,200 is in anybody's view. You're like, okay, this is looking like just. What did he say? Jose Andres said it's beyond defend. It seems like it has gone beyond defending Israel, defending itself, and it's a war on humanity.
Yes,
you know? We have that.
Oh, we do. Oh, what? I should have looked at the soundbite list, shouldn't I?
Oh, well.
Where is it?
13.
Oh, this, please. Thank you. Oh, Chris Wallace, whose daughter worked with World Kitchen.
Yeah.
Israelis killed 7 workers from World Central Kitchen who are trying to bring food to Gaza's starving people, striking their 3 vehicles in 3 separate attacks. This is how Jose Andres, founder of World Central Kitchen, responded.
Humanitarians and civilians should never be paying the consequences of war. This is a basic principle of humanity. At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
Wallace talking about
2 years ago, my daughter Catherine volunteered at World Central Kitchen to help feed Ukrainian refugees who fled to Poland. She's the woman on the far right. And that man in the center, Damian Sobel, who Catherine says was incredibly kind. He is one of the 7 World Central Kitchen workers who was killed this week. Now, I'm no military expert, and I know Hamas is hiding in a civilian population. But there's got to be some way Israel can fight this war without killing so many innocents, without killing people like Damian. Sometime over these 6 months, continuing to fight this war this way became unacceptable.
I realize we're running long now, but this piece, I don't know who wrote this, very smart, but it's what we've been saying for weeks now. Netanyahu is to Israel what Trump is to the U.S.
Exactly.
And these are, to me, the key points, to your point, Chris, about what Chef Andre said. Netanyahu is, the epicenter of evil here. So let's...
Hamas is evil. Netanyahu is evil.
Yes. There you go.
Yes, exactly.